Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. Police are investigating a fatal stabbing in Times Square early today. 1010 Winds' Glenn Shockey is following the story from the crossroads of the world.
Yeah, we have a fatal stabbing here in Times Square. Of course, this comes as the holiday season really kicking into gear here. Not the kind of news that Times Square wants, certainly, with all the tourists here. This was at 49th and 7th around 1 this morning, right out in front of the N&R station. This is a Barclays building here on the corner at 49th and 7th. When police arrived, they found a man. He had been stabbed in the back and in the leg as well, in the roadway, laying literally in the middle of 7th Avenue. He was taken to Bellevue Hospital where he died. We don't have an identification of this victim as of yet. Whoever is responsible for this is still out there. There have been no arrests. There was a knife found on the ground, actually. I just saw a picture of it. It looked more like a pocket knife that was used and then dropped onto the ground. So again, no arrests here as police are still actively investigating here. Still the crime scene tape is here, which will be certainly a problem in the hours coming up here if they don't clear out the scene with all the traffic here. But again, one person dead, no arrests, and we'll keep you updated from here. Glenn Shock, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM at 49th and 7th.
It started with drivers spinning donuts and it ended in a neighborhood melee. Car spinouts have been an annoyance for residents in the Malba Queens neighborhood for a while. But this weekend, some residents tried to stop the drivers and the mob attacked them. Queens Councilmember Queen Vicky Palladino told Channel 7.
Over 100 of them just filled the streets and wreaked havoc and terror on this neighborhood.
Resident Larry Rush says his car was set on fire. One man suffered a broken nose and ribs.
To beat up a neighbor like that? That's bad. You know, I hope somebody catches them and I hope we find out.
Residents met last night to gather support and call for more police enforcement. Mayor Adams is throwing a little shade at public advocate Jumaane Williams after Williams suggested he might run the city while his honor is on an 8-day international trip. Williams tweeted that he's ready to take over if Adams adds another day or his flight's delayed, pointing out that the city charter says the public advocate takes over if the mayor is out of the city for 9 days, saying Adams is cutting it pretty close. His honor's not having any. He said in his own post that one has to feel a bit bad watching Williams attempt to become mayor by every means except winning over the voters, crash and burn. Adams added, I genuinely hope you find some peace and happiness moving forward. Adams will be out of office at the end of the year while Williams was reelected. Should the city bring back year-round outdoor dining? Well, some officials and business owners say yes, and they're rallying ahead of a city council hearing today. Andrew Riggie of the New York City Hospitality Alliance says the current system only works for the largest and most profitable restaurants.
We warned that when the city made roadway dining seasonal, it was going to plummet small restaurant participation because they cannot afford to set up their roadway cafe, break it down, store it for a few months, only to pay to set it back up.
City Council Member Lincoln Ressler sponsoring the bill to create year-round outdoor dining.
Outdoor dining is a good thing, and we want more restaurants to participate in it. And that's why we need to make the program year-round. We need to streamline the terrible bureaucracy that small businesses have to face.
Wrestler tells 1010 Wins the bill has support of Mayor-elect Mandami and both candidates for council speaker. Better bathrooms in city parks. That is the rallying call today ahead of a city council parks and rec hearing. Kathy Park Price of New Yorkers for Parks is asking the council to allocate $25 million to do better.
We want cleaner bathrooms. We want them open longer. We want them open when they're scheduled to be open. And we want functioning drinking fountains as well.
Earlier this year, City Council passed a bill to double the number of public bathrooms in the city. Police are tracking a rooftop burglar in Brooklyn, asking for your help finding the suspect wanted in five separate break-ins all through the ceiling of buildings. First one was in Bed-Stuy in September, netted all of $15. This guy's also struck in Kensington and Flatbush, and in each of the last two robberies in Bed-Stuy, he got away with more than $20,000 worth of gold and jewels. Police have released surveillance photos. They'll be up soon at 1010wins.com, and they urge anybody with info to call Crime Stoppers. A man in his 80s is fighting for his life after a stabbing in Hudson Heights. Police were called to 36 Overlook Terrace just after 3 a.m. They say they found the man, said to be about 80, with stab wounds to the neck and abdomen. He was taken to the hospital in critical condition. Police say this investigation is ongoing. A call for answers from city firefighters after the discovery of dozens of boxes of information on Ground Zero toxins. Over the weekend, the Daily News reported the city produced 68 boxes of records about the toxins after more than two decades of denying the records existed. It's still unclear how or why the records appeared now. Today, the Uniform Firefighters Union, FDNY members, and more will hold a news conference to directly demand answers on who authorized the hiding of those records, who did it, and how many firefighters and civilians may have been harmed. The union says they want full transparency, release of all documents, and accountability for everyone involved in withholding those documents. More firefighters have died of Ground Zero-related illnesses than died on 9/11. A 95-year-old woman is dead, a young child critically hurt, after a Sunday morning house fire in Queens.
The foundation of this home still standing strong, but the loss inside worse than neighbors imagined.
Yeah, I'm sorry when terrible things like this happen to anybody, right?
Police say the eldest of this home didn't make it. She was 95. A little girl just six, now in critical condition. But this neighbor says looking at the remains of this house strikes a new nerve.
It's sort of, sometimes it reminds me of like what's important in life, you know? Some things aren't important.
She says she's known this family for years.
We just used to have a great time.
Now, we don't know what caused the fire, but what's clear is the loss to this tight community. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM in Queens.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Wins. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Wins, visit 1010wins.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.